All right, let's go to the third strategy review here. All right, strategy three, present your requests. The challenge here, confronting the chaos, God doesn't delay. He never places you on hold or tells you to call again later. God loves the sound of your voice always. He doesn't hide when you call. He hears your prayers. Is it hard for you to believe that God wants to hear your prayers? Why or why not? And so probably the thought here is that anxiety comes in because we're not getting an immediate response by someone. Just speaking personally, does that cause your hairs to rise up when you're not getting an immediate response?
You mean like right now?
Yeah.
Well, I just want to say.
Yeah. Go ahead, Peggy.
Well, all my life, or as long as I can remember, I've always been so overwhelmed to think that God hears me and he hears you, that he's everywhere. And he's listening to us all and trying to give us an answer. Or he does give us an answer in some form or another. But I've always been so overwhelmed by the idea that how omnipotent that God is. That he's there for all of us. And that is such a hard concept to believe that he is with me and he's with you and that little person over in Asia, you know, wherever.
Yeah.
Omnipotent, overwhelming.
Yes. Yeah. All knowing. Yep. All powerful, omnipotent. Thank you for sharing that, Peggy. And so true. Because the devil's going to try to get our minds to think, God can't hear both the girl in India and me at the same time. That can't be, you know. And by faith, by holding on to what you just said, that's going to relieve some of that anxiety. So when speaking about delay, boy, hey, I got really good news. We got really good news this week in our household. I know a lot of you know that we moved back in August 20th. So we ordered a refrigerator back in August. We are getting our refrigerator this week.
So good.
That's 6 months. 6 months of delay. And, you know, the delay that really can ramp us up. And Alicia and I, my approach to it is I don't want to deal with it. I'm sick of it. I want to walk away. Alicia's approach is, oh, they're delaying again. Great. I can ask for another discount. So this is sweet. I think her approach is healthier. So basically, yeah, she got it discounted four times because of all these delays. But we can see how when we offer prayers and we're not getting immediate answers, that can ramp up our anxiousness. And we can take it out on others and say, man, the pastor or the elder at church, they're clearly God's not listening to them. You know, my prayers aren't answered. We can take our thoughts to not so helpful places. So what's the solution to that one? Prayer takes discipline and dedication. It takes effort to make the time, and it takes belief to be consistent. If we don't believe that God is hearing us or that he cares, our determination to pray will quickly fade. 1 Peter 5 says, therefore, humble yourselves under the mighty hand of God that he may exalt you in due time, casting all your cares upon him, for he cares for you. Notice this verse does not ask you to forget or set aside your anxieties. Remember, I was sharing with you about the refrigerator. That's what I like to do. I like to just, my human nature says, let's just forget about the refrigerator and just figure something else out. That's my approach. It acknowledges that your anxieties are real by voicing them in prayer. Instead of pushing them aside, you are putting them literally on God. You're placing those anxieties on God. He tells you to transfer the burden from yourself to him. Just want to take a moment to pause and allow any questions or thoughts on that.
Well, Pastor, I think it's interesting that this question kind of all hinges on our belief that he can answer these questions and our struggles better than we can. And I think that's really hard because we're also created with this human nature to believe that way. That's how we're made. And so for me, it's always the realization, you know, when I think, okay, who's better at solving this? It's usually me, right? And it takes until I'm broken down to understand that it's not. And there is a logical reason that I've come to with that. And that's because no matter how well I think I know myself, God knew me way before that and knew me way better than that from the very start. He promises that us that. It's one of his promises. And I'm not getting into the whole predestination thing. I'm just talking about on the surface of it. And so just one example for that is that Kathy and I have been praying for our youngest son for about 6 years, and he was really in dark places. And we kept wondering, you know, when is God going to answer this? And it went on for years, and we were got discouraged, then we got lifted, and we got discouraged, and we got lifted. And it takes a long time sometimes for him to answer in his own timing. On Friday, we went to his Zoom wedding. It was an amazing event. It was so joyous and so amazing. And then at the same time, he starts his new job with his graduated license and certificate that he just graduated from school a month ago. And he starts his new job on Tuesday. So it's pretty exciting. We also learned that we are going to be grandparents again, number four. And so it was this is what I mean. This is, you know, we can't see an answer to it. And we are worried and we are stressed. And yet God already had a plan. He actually answered it, you know, even before we asked it. So, I completely believe in the power of prayer. I see it all the time. And that is the answer, I think, to the question. So just sharing.
Beautiful, man. Real world, fantastic celebration. That's great. Thanks for sharing. Other comments on that?